This is A Legacy of Laughs, comedy from the golden age of radio, brought to you by RelicRadio.com.
The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic injector razors and blades, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. A lot of people have asked how we make up jokes for this program, and a lot of people have asked why we don't. Of course, humor today is big business, and it can't be run in a slipshod way like housing or California divorces. It takes a lot of planning. Now, many people think that jokes are made up on the spur of the moment, right after some story breaks in the newspapers, and that's not so. The joke is written first. Well, that's true. After it's made up, the joke is put in the icebox so it won't rot and is brought out at the proper time. Of course, sometimes you reach in for a joke and come out with an egg. Let me show you how this happens. A couple of months ago, long ago, we were talking about this program and one of the actors said...
Hey, Henry, I got a great topical joke.
What's the joke, Brewster?
Well, we wait until Oregon has two governors at the same time, see? And then you say to
me... Wait a minute. How could Oregon have two governors?
How do I know how? I just say it might happen, and where will it be then?
Well, I have a lot of eyebrow jokes ready.
You mean in...
Yeah, in case of a coal strike.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all set. But I think you ought to forget that two governors business. That's impossible.
Impossible? That's what you said about the ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
So what happened? Yeah. So they invent the ballpoint pen, so Fred Allen has a new underwater joke every week, and you don't even have one damp joke.
Well, I had a joke about a typewriter that writes under wood.
That's not the point.
You didn't wait for that, oh. Look, I had a joke about, there was one about a pen with a matzo ball point that would write under chicken soup.
Hey, Murgatroyd.
Yeah?
Remember I told him back in 44 that Truman would be elected vice president and he played the piano?
Yeah, and Morgan didn't believe it. Henry Wallace, he kept saying. Making up Henry Wallace jokes that we finally had a load in boxcars and sell cheap to Westbrook Pegler.
Yeah. Let's make up some football fix jokes, I kept saying. Come on, let's all make up some football fix jokes.
And what's he say? He says he wants to make up jokes about the eternal bachelor. He'll always be a bachelor, Morgan says. So 50 jokes he makes up about Leo DeRocha.
Don't worry about that. We may still be able to use them.
That's football pretty subtle, fix jokes, I told him.
I should have made that a Lorraine Day joke. I could have done a lot better.
Well, I told him about basketball fix, football fix, prize fight fix jokes I told him.
All this week I've been telling him smog jokes, smog jokes.
Fellas, what do we want with smog jokes?
Suppose they move the program to California.
Yeah, I guess if I had some smog jokes ready, they'd call me a pretty smog operator.
Well, now, how about this two governors of Oregon business before it's too late?
Well, if you think it could happen in this country,
I just got a feeling, that's all. Go ahead.
So, I made up 37 jokes about Oregon's having two governors, and you know what happened. Georgia has two governors, and every other program has a joke ready, not us. I even had some set up for the Carolinas, like, did you hear what the two governors of North Carolina said to the two governors of South Carolina? Stuff like that. Had a lot of it. The reason I'm telling you all this is about 2 months ago, I made the worst mistake of my life. I really guessed wrong. You see, Brewster came up to me and he said...
Hey, Henry, I got a great idea for a joke. Look, suppose somebody writes a song called Open a Door Written...
That's impossible. And now, in answer to many requests that we might get, here is... or here are the Elm City Four. Here is. Here are. Here is the Elm City Four singing Under the Bamboo Tree.
If you like a me like I like a you, and we like a both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. 'Cause I love you and love you true, and if you will love a me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree. Down in the jungle lived a maid, of royal blood though dusky shade. A marked impression once she made upon a Zulu from Matabulu, and every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree, awaiting there his love to see. And then to her he'd sing, if you like a me like I like a you, and we like a both the same, I like to say this every day, I like to change your name. 'Cause I love you and love you true, and if you will love me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree. If you like a me like I like a you, and we like a both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. 'Cause I love you and love you too, and if you will love me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree.
Tonight, the Eversharp Company, manufacturer of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades, have kindly consented to reduce the length of the commercial announcements by between 1 and 2 seconds. Eversharp likes to explain the way the razor works by having people go around saying push-pull, click-click. But I think it'd be more effective if you could actually hear this handy little gadget. So tonight we're going to make the sounds for you. The Eversharp Chick Injector Razor, of course, changes blades automatically. You take the razor in one hand, the injector cartridge in the other, and then just push. Then you just pull. Then just click, click. Works very simply. And you get the razor and 20 blades for $1.25. And the sponsor always thanks me for the commercial announcement. I think I owe him one Eversharp. Well, I said it. For a long time, I've been thinking about getting an insurance policy. Not so much that I've been thinking about it, but I know an insurance agent, and he's been thinking about it. This is the way it happened. A couple of weeks ago, as I came out of the studio after broadcast, I met this agent who'd been in the audience, and I said, "Hello, Harvey, I see you just came out of the show."
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like it?
Very good.
Thanks.
Henry.
Yes?
You need insurance. Like, I'm your friend. Don't let another week go by.
I shouldn't, huh?
Listen, face the facts. You know how many ways there are to die.
Your company sells them?
Why, Henry, there's death by strangulation, death by asphyxiation, death by accidental shooting, death by on-purpose shooting, death by hanging, death by poisoning, and, if you'll pardon the expression, you could drop dead.
Well, that's probably just for poor people.
There's death from floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, death by falling from heights, death by heights falling on you.
No wonder anybody's alive.
There's death from sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid, acetic acid, stomach acid, indigestion, and acid.
I never touch the stuff myself.
Well, Henry, you can't be lucky forever.
Yes.
And it's not only you. Something could happen to your wife. Something could happen to your wife's mother.
How much does that cost? Anyway, after he got through talking, I didn't feel too well. And who was I to fight the insurance trust? But I couldn't get the policy until I'd seen the insurance company doctor.
Well, Mr. Gorgon, what are you here for?
Morgan, and I'm interested in a 20-year endowment policy.
Oh, yes. Take off your clothes.
Well, okay.
Now put them back on.
Well, aren't you going to examine me?
Oh, no, I just wanted to see you tie that bow tie.
Oh, I see.
Now, let me see. I ought to ask you something. Oh, yeah. Do you suffer from headaches?
Yes.
You too? Oh, my headaches are killing me. My back's been bothering me for years. Every spring and every fall, I get the grip and my foot hurts. I wish I knew a good doctor. Now, tell me, Mr. Organ.
Morgan.
Yes, of course. Tell me, Mr. Gordon, do you have any trouble with your internal Morgans?
Just in the gas pipes.
Oh, yes, in the gas pipes. Well, now, let's see, you ought to do something else. Stick your tongue out.
Like this?
Oh, my, what is wrong with your tongue?
Nothing at all, nothing wrong with my tongue.
Well, then, why do you talk so funny?
They caught my tongue out. Has got.
Yes?
Put it back in now?
Well, all right, but the way you talk, I'm sure you're not normal.
Am I through now?
Oh, no, oh, my, no. No, they make me give you a blood test.
They make you. Don't you want to?
Oh, no, the sight of blood makes me faint.
Never mind, doctor. My blood was tested.
Well, how did it make out?
It failed in spelling. Am I through now, doctor?
Well, just one or two questions. Do you have an involuntary thrombosis or a deviated septum?
Gosh, no, I can't afford things like that.
I'll give you a break. I'll put down yes. Do you have a nervous disorder?
I'm getting one.
Oh, that's good. Do you have neuritis, arthritis, sciatica, lumbago, or gout? Choose one.
Well, I finally passed and went back to the insurance agent to get my policy, and he said...
Well, Henry, tell you what kind of policy I'd like to see you have. That 20-payment life.
What's that?
After 20 payments, you get a year's subscription to life.
Well, let me look at the policy, will you? Oh, say, this looks pretty good. Here in paragraph 34, section 91, it says, I get $10,000 in case of snow blindness, provided I live in Miami. That's pretty good. Section 81 says, I'm guaranteed against harpooning while in swimming. Happens every day. Says here, if the George Washington Bridge caves in while I'm on it, the company repairs my car. Nice. A big comfort. I see, though, I'm not covered in case of baldness.
Who is?
Yes, uh-huh.
I hope you notice paragraph 91. You get a $50 bonus for triplets after the third set.
Grand. Say, tell me something. What happens if I get in an accident?
You may get killed.
Well, what happens if I get sick?
We pay you $100 a week for 6 weeks.
Well, what if I get out of bed before the 6 weeks?
Why should you? We're all set
I
now.
I like that. That's pretty good.
We're all set now, Morgan. Who's your second beneficiary?
What did you say, sir?
We're all set now. Who is your second beneficiary?
My second beneficiary? Who's my first beneficiary?
The president of our company. Will you meet him, Henry? You'll be crazy about him.
He sounds delightful. I'd be glad to leave my money to him.
Most wonderful of all, Henry. The death benefit for this policy pays so much money that you'll be able to retire for the rest of your life.
I'll take it.
Hello, Hortense. This is Gerard. Hello, Gerard. This is Hortense. Hey, what are you doing tonight, Hortense, honey? Don't Hortense, honey, me. I'm mad on you. You are? What did I do?
You don't even know what you did?
No. That even makes it worse. What did I do? What did I do? Hey, wait. You mean because I called your father a stingy old sourpuss? Well, that was nothing. It's only a figure of speech. That is not the reason. But I didn't know you called my father a stingy old sourpuss. What are you picking on me for, Hortense? Everybody says so, even your own mother says... Oh, Gerard, now I begin to see you for what you are. You know what? You're dangerous. Me?
If you're not mad about that, for heaven's sakes, what are you mad at me for?
You know.
I know, and I know.
Ha, ha, ha.
Tell me.
I never want to talk to you again. Goodbye.
Me neither. Goodbye.
Hello.
Well, Hortense, this is Gerard.
Who?
Gerard. Hey, what do you mean, who?
Oh, Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Well, what are you mad at me for?
Well, it's because what you did to me.
What did I do, for goodness sake?
You apologize?
Yes.
What for? Remember when we went skating on Monday?
Yeah.
And I tripped over someone and took that terrible flop.
Yeah.
You didn't even pick me up.
Well, gee whiz, Hortense, who do you think you tripped over?
Oh, was that you, Gerard? Oh, I didn't know. But anyway, I'm still mad.
What for?
When that crowd gathered and the doctor came, you didn't even have the decency to take me home.
Well, for goodness sakes, Hortense, who do you think the doctor was examining?
Oh, my apologies, Gerard. Do you feel better?
Oh, much better.
That's good. Why don't you come over tonight and we'll sit in my parlor?
I'm still not allowed to sit.
That's too bad. Anyway, we're not mad on each other anymore.
I wasn't mad on you, Hortense. You were mad on me.
Well, you didn't even bother to explain.
What is there to explain? You fell on me.
At least you could have called me up.
I did call you up just now. You were mad on me.
Well, what did you have to scream for? Can't you talk like a human being?
Look who's talking about who's a human being. She hollers, she yells, she tortures me.
Shut up.
Hortense, I don't ever want to talk to you again. Is that understood?
I acquiesce.
Strange Men of History. In the year 1821, a 19-year-old immigrant boy came to this country from Slovenia. He arrived with only 13 Zagrebs in his pocket, which was equal to about 65 shillings in English money. But he was in the United States. He was about a buck and a half. He had no friends, no relatives, couldn't speak a word of English. And yet, in 25 short years, he was completely broke. Aside from the fact that no picture of him remains, nothing is known about him at all. About the only thing we do know for sure is that he never even suspected that someday Bernie Green and his orchestra would play a peachy arrangement of The Peanut Vendor. Familiar with the fiery pep talks which football coaches give their teams between halves. Now, we thought it might be interesting to listen to an English rugby coach pleading with his team to die for dear old Watsis. So we take you now to a stadium just outside London, England, for the annual game between Furrow and Marrow.
It's halftime. And in the Furrow dressing room, Coach Thrasylwaite Morgan is screaming his team up to a fighting pitch.
Gentlemen. I don't know quite how to tell you this. But the score isn't particularly invigorating. As a matter of fact, it's a shade disheartening. 85-3. I mean, after all, we're not ahead. Feels to me our showing isn't strong. Ought to win one, you know. I owe it to alma mater, blood, sweat, all that sort of rot, you know.
Bravo!
Oh, well. Thank you so much. Thumbs up. Thumbs up, lads. Now then, you, where's your thumb?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. It's on the playing field.
Then I suggest you jolly well trot right out and retrieve it. No excuse for untidiness, you know. My maternal grandmother, bit before your time, of course. One of the least tidy women in Lancashire. I make no brief for her, none at all. Now then, chaps, I checked the records of the visiting team. Nothing formidable, actually. Their right forward, Griggs. No breeding. Father's in trade, I believe. Doesn't hold a snivet to our lad Wheatley here.
Rather!
And who? You, Godowski. We're counting on you for brawn, old boy. Get your head into it, won't you? Dislike putting you lads on the griddle like this, but this sort of showing just won't pass muster. Reminds me, elderly gentleman dining at the club yesterday asked me to pass the muster. Sorry. Now what, say, lads? Mustn't look so futile out there.
Rather!
Ought to score at least one before the fog lifts.
Rather!
Now then, here's how we do it.
Here!
Rather expected a rather. Now, Priestley, next time you get possession, you're to kick to Beastley. No, you kick to Beastley, then Beastley, you're to kick to Priestley. Or I mean to say Priestley. Tell you what, suppose we do it alphabetically. Beastley, you kick to Priestley. Priestley, you kick to Beastley. And you, Beastley, you, Priestley. However did you come to such an atrocious muffler as you're wearing? Very poor taste. What sort of impression can this team hope to make if our left wing dresses like a member of the House of Commons? Priestley, don't kick the ball to Priestley. He doesn't deserve it. Kick it to someone worthy. Oh, time's up, lad. There's the whistle. Now then, let's trot out there and give those whippersnappers from Marrow a taste of what for, eh? What? Wrong dressing room, you say? This is Marrow?
Rather!
Well, no matter. No harm done. Carry on, lads.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest announcer, Ted Husing, and the world's worst commercial, the Shave-A-Thon.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Henry. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again tonight, we bring you the world-famous Eversharp Schick Shave-A-Thon, the most daring demonstration ever conducted by any razor. Right before this microphone, in full view of our studio audience, we will now conduct another actual shaving contest, which proves week after week that Eversharp Schick Injector Razor gives the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave. Last week, an Eversharp Schick user whisked in the winner in the sizzling time of 20 seconds. Tonight, we have six more contestants picked at random from the studio audience, three men from New York, one from California, Ohio, and Canada. Now, three of these men are going to shave with the Eversharp Schick Injector Razors. Three are going to use other well-known safety razors. Who's going to win tonight's big shave-a-thon? Well, here the contestants are now out on the stage. They're all added up. They're at the post. They're waiting for the signal, and here it is. And now they're off. And again, tonight's big shave-a-thon is on. These six shavers up here tonight on the stage are now getting their razors ready. Say, look at those men with the Eversharp Schick. One after another, they're already out in front because with the automatic blade changer, there's no blade to unwrap. All you do is pull, push, click, click, and there's a blade all ready to shave. You're fast, you said it. Smooth, right again. Easy, same as Richard Rump with this razor. Who's that fellow out there in front? An Eversharp Schick user naturally. He's half shaved already. And that's a wonderful, close, clean shave he's getting. And gentle strokes to one side of his face is as thick as a billiard ball. And there goes the bell. And here again is tonight's winner. Once again, it's an Eversharp Schick user. And since Charlie Irving isn't here, I'll tell you who it is myself. It is Mr. Gregory, and the time is 25 seconds. Well, congratulations, Mr. Gregory. Now you have actual proof, ladies and gentlemen, that with an Eversharp Schick, you not only shave faster and easier, but your face feels smoother and more comfortable. You can feel the difference, you bet. No sting, no pull. Yes, folks, for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave, use an Eversharp Schick injector razor. Thank you, Henry.
People. Oh, that's your line, Charlie.
Well, people are asking more questions today than ever before.
I like
it. And they're getting fewer answers. In an effort to alleviate this shortage of answers, we bring you the man who knows everything, the Question Man. And here he is, the Question Man.
Good evening.
Our first question, sir, comes from Mrs. F.S. of Oberlin, Ohio, who asks, should olives be eaten with the fingers?
No, the fingers should be eaten separately.
Our next question comes from Mrs. J.E. of Nantasket, who inquires, how do you prepare chestnut stuffing?
Send for my free booklet entitled, How to Stuff a Chestnut. Nearly enclosed $2 to cover cost of covering costs.
A bachelor of Louisville, Kentucky writes, I often hear people say, two can live as cheap as one. What does this mean?
Nothing.
And Miss J.L. of Cincinnati wants to know, who wrote The Tale of Two Cities?
I'm afraid Miss J.L. will have to be more specific. Which two cities?
Our next question comes from Miss J.K. of Utica, New York. She asks, what does the expression habeas corpus refer to?
This refers to an old Latin expression.
Our next question comes from Mr. C.M. of Medfield, Mass., who writes, is it true that the sum of the interior angles of a triangle is always equal to two right angles?
No. Speaker Hooper and Lewis comprised the Boston outfield at that time. The first baseman to whom you refer was undoubtedly George Sisler.
And our last question, sir, comes from Mrs. L.T. of Salt Lake City, who says, my husband claims he can determine a horse's age by examining his teeth. Is this true?
No. Your husband should examine the horse's teeth.
Thank you, sir. That was the Question Man, brought to you every so often as a public service. Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Schick injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. They're yours again. Eversharp Schick injector blades for the world's fastest, safest, smoothest shave. Just insert the automatic blade changer in your Eversharp Schick injector razor. Push, pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. 20 blades, 75 cents at good stores everywhere. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. Anytime. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
That's it for this time, but there's always more old-time radio at RelicRadio.com. Thousands of episodes of every variety offered for free. Thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to help support this and all of the shows, please visit donate.relicradio.com or visit the website and click on the donate button for more information. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back soon with another installment of A Legacy of Laughs.